Blog Talk Radio.
Then it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a
the
winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yet
yeah.
To come. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen your
evening, everybody. I'm so glad to be here on this fabulous Friday. It's about 5:15, running a little bit behind, maybe 5:20. However, we just want to bring you a show that's going to just boil over inside of you. It's Balling with the Doc. I'm Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Balling with the Doc, a talking sports plus radio show. Again, we come here, we voice the opinion of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we got a lot of things for our topic of discussion tonight. Our log is filled with some outstanding things. We always talk about historical black colleges, storylines. We talk about the coaches' corner. Then we'll look at some pro ball. Then we'll look at, finally, some high school basketball recap. Like I said, we're running a little bit behind, so our shows are going to be cut down to probably about 40 minutes today. So I just want to kind of bring these things to you and share it before we go into the weekend. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to go to the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. Now, if you call in, you not only just listen to the show, but you can offer your expertise by pressing 1, and I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I'll ask you to join us in the conversation by introducing yourself and your location. So let's get this thing started. Let's start off by saying that if you want to email the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com or tweet the show at ballingdoc, that's B-A-L-L-I-N-D-O-C, or either go to Larissa D. Smith, and you can tweet the show, and we look forward to communicating with you in all manners possible. Now, normally we'll have 4 setups, 4 vehicles that we have set up. We'll have Facebook, we have Blog Talk Radio, we also have Periscope, we'll have Instagram, and then we have YouTube television, which is the Smith Way channel. However, we don't have it. Just only have Facebook and Blog Talk Radio today. So you can, as you join us on Facebook, you can call into the Blog Talk Radio number, which is 347-857-4192. All right, let's get started with basically the title for tonight's show is Real Talk about the hottest sporting topics of the week. So we're going to start off with the historical black colleges and university storyline. We wanted to really talk about what happened last week in regards to our SWAC conference, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference, the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, and last but not least, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. We just want to kind of talk about some games and what occurred over the time frame, what happened over more or less the weekend. We're going to kind of recap. We'll recap starting with the SWAC. You had Texas Southern taking on Mississippi Valley State University. Texas Southern won 65-62 to extend their records to 4-3, and they're playing this weekend. The games on Saturday, they play them on Saturday and Monday. Not that game. They played that last Monday night. Southern played Alabama State University. Alabama State was on top of that one, 69-65, to extend their record to 6-1. Prairie View played Arkansas Pine Bluff. Prairie View won the game 79-63 to extend their record to 7-0. So they're the leader of the conference at this time. So they will have Alabama State on Monday night in Prairie View, so it's going to be an outstanding game. Possibility it'll be both teams at the top of the bracket, because if they win this weekend, Alabama State has Texas Southern this weekend. Prairie View have Alabama A&M on Saturday. Then they'll play each other this weekend. So we kind of look to see a very exciting weekend out of SWAC basketball. Let's get to the Alcorn State versus Alabama A&M. Alabama A&M won that game 71-62 to improve that record to 3-4. Last weekend, Gremlin and Jackson State did not participate. In the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, Norfolk State leads that conference with a 7-0 mark. North Carolina A&T running second at 6-0. North Carolina Central University is 5-2. Florida A&M University is 5-2. Howard University 4-3. Coffin State 4-4. Bethune-Cookman 3-4. Morgan State 3-5. Savannah State 2-4. South Carolina State University is 2-4. Maryland Eastern Shore 1-7. Delaware State 0-7. This is the men's side of it. We're going to talk a little about the women as well. Now we're going to look at the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. You have two divisions, the Eastern Division and the Western Division. In the East, Morehouse is 9-3, leading the conference, with Albany State 8-4 and Clark 7-5. Then you have Miles on the Western side of it. They're 10-2, Lamont Owen 9-5, Lane College 8-5, Tuskegee 7-5. On the CIAA, which is Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the Northern Division, you have Virginia State with a 9-0 mark at this point. Virginia Union 7-2, Bowie State 8-2, Lincoln 5-5. On the southern part of the conference, you have Livingston 5-5, Winston-Salem 4-5, Shaw 4-6, and Claflin 6-8, and St. Augustine 3-7. Now, those are those teams on the men's side of the four division. We also want to talk about the women's side as well. We have in the SWAC, Southern leads the SWAC with a 6-2 mark. Grambling State University is a 5-2. Prairie View University, 5-2. Alabama State University, 5-2. And Alabama A&M at 4-3. On the MEAC women's side, you have North Carolina A&T, 6-0. Maryland Eastern Shore, 7-1. Norfolk State, 6-1. Bethune-Cookman, 4-3. Howard, 4-3. Morgan State, 4-4. South Carolina State 3-3, Savannah State 2-4, and we have a several teams that are with only two wins. That's North Carolina Central. These are the women 2-5. Coffin State 2-6. Delaware State 1-6 would have the one win, and FAMU is 1-6. The SIAC women's, you have the Eastern Division. Benedict leads it at 11-0 mark. Albany State 5-6, Clark 4-7. On the western side, you have Tuskegee 9-2, Lamont Owen 9-4, and Lane 6-6. There are several other teams, but they have four wins. Fort Valley on the eastern side is 4-8. Payne is 1-10. On the western side, Lane, as I mentioned, 6-6. Spring Hill 5-5. Miles, these are women, 5-6. Central State 5-7. And Kentucky State 4-3. CIAA women, you have on the Northern Division, you have Virginia Union 8-1, Elizabeth City State University 5-5, Lincoln 5-5, Bowie 8-2, Chowan 7-8, and Virginia State 2-7. Johnson C. Smith 7-3, Winston-Salem 6-3, Fayetteville State 6-4, Claflin 8-6. Livingston 2-8, St. Augustine 3-9, Shaw is 0-10. That's the SWAC, the MEAC, SIAC, and CIAA are both being side, and they're standing to some scores, and you kind of see how they're going. We'll have more scores on our show on Wednesday tonight. So just get ready. Some things happening. We're very excited about bringing this information to you. If you've got any questions or comments, you want to share some thoughts, you're on Facebook, just type in, you know, our team played last night, and we have a score. Our team played Tuesday night because these scores came and these rankings came from the weekend up to Monday. All right, the next thing we kind of want to look at is what teams are considered to be the surprise team in the historical black colleges and universities. I'll take those four conferences and start with the SWAC. The two surprising teams is the one that are ranked at the top, Prairie View State University, and they are listed at 7-0. And then you have Alabama State University on the men's side, 6-1. And at the MEAC, you have not a big surprise, but to some people. That's Norfolk State. They're 7-0, North Carolina A&T. So those teams are surprising everybody. Everybody's not sure and want to know exactly what's going on. We're always aware of North Carolina A&T because they play real hard. They play real tough even when they get in the NCAA tournament, March Madness. On the SIAC, you have Morehouse is 9-3. It's not a surprise, but Albany State and Clark, that's battling right there. Those are three teams. The two teams are surprised out of the three. And on the west side, you have Miles and Lemoyne, which is 9-5 and 10-2 for Miles. And Lang is 8-5. So those three teams are there battling. They're a surprising team. They're doing something different. They're trying to take control of their own destiny. In the CIAA, you have the Northern Division, Virginia State, and Virginia Union, as well as Bowie. Those three are the surprise team because they was not rejected to be at the top. In the Southern Division of the CIAA, you have Livingston and 5-5 and 4-5. That's surprising because if you look at the northern part of it, you have teams up in the 9-0, 7-2, 8-2. Southern part 5-5, 4-5. So whoever win that part of the division would be representing that against the northern part. So you could have a team with a 500 record playing against a team that's on. So it says that if you say a surprise that most of your strong teams seem to be this year in the CIAA, in the northern part of the CIAA. And so we look for it. It's more balanced in the SIAC. It's pretty much balanced in the SWAC and the MEAC. So those are the surprises. And we look forward to some great basketball this weekend. So tune in to make sure you check those games out this weekend. All right, we're going to move to the Coach's Corner. That was a ranking came out with the transfer quarterbacks for the Power Five. You have five quarterbacks that headed this ranking. And number one recruited quarterback, a free agent, the quarterback was Jalen Hurts. And Kelly Bryant was second. Jalen Hurts going to Oklahoma. Kelly Bryant is going to Missouri, and there are going to be a little talk. We're going to talk a little bit about it when we talk about Kelly Bryant in Missouri in about 3 minutes. Jason Eason, you know, remember Jason was at Georgia. He left when Jake Fromm was a freshman. Justin Field leaving Georgia, the backup to Jace Fromm, going to Ohio State. And then Brandon Wimbush, who was at Notre Dame, now he's at Central Florida. Let's kind of talk about Jalen Hurts being that number one person. A lot of people believe Jalen had about gotten to the point. He's a leader. He's a winner. He won 27 in two games. So he's at the top of pretty much of the winning and the leadership and the good character. But he wanted to improve on some things. So he chose to go to one of the best quarterback. I feel like the best quarterback coach in Power Five, and that's Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley has put together the last 2 or 3 years preparing Baker Mayfield to win the Heisman, because he had to do it the year before because he was in New York. And then last year, Kyler Murray was in New York and won as well with no one expected. So that quarterback coach is doing some work. So Jalen Hurts have a chance to work on his skill of passing the ball, throwing it in tight, oneness, and that's what it's all about. He has to do that if he wants to go and stay at the next level. Personally, I feel that he has worked hard to get where he is, and I think he still would make a team. But I believe this move allowed him to increase his draft stock to move up to maybe the second round. And some people say he could be one of the quarterbacks invited to New York for the Heisman. That would be amazing when you have Trevor Lawrence possibility, which we know he will, Tua, as well as Jalen Hurts being invited to New York for the Heisman. That would be outstanding. So we're going to keep our eye on Oklahoma. Now, Kelly Bryant transferred. As you know, he left in the middle of the season. He didn't want to use up his eligibility on his senior year, and he went to Missouri. And as you've been listening to the breaking stories this week, Missouri was hit by the NCAA. They had sanctioned where they had to pay 1% of the money they received through bowl and earnings. That was $22 million fine. Also, they would lose 4 scholarships, and then there would be some recruiting stipulation. And the last but not least, where everybody's a little upset in Missouri, is dealing with the bowl ban. And the bowl ban means that now Kelly Bryant made the decision to go to Missouri, really thinking he could have an opportunity to get to the playoff by playing with Missouri. That was his thought. He thought he could make the difference. the coach started. But now the bowl band, they are trying to appeal it now, but the bowl band will not allow him there. So he'll get an opportunity to play 12 games, give his greatest shot to see how well he can prepare himself for the next level. So this is sort of like at a depot, stopping off for a second so he can move on to the next level. And the next level will be to move on to play in the professional ranks. He didn't feel like he had the chance at Clemson, even though he was took him to the playoff in his junior year and his senior year. He still led him the first two games, and then they made the move to Trevor Lawrence, which led them to winning a national championship. So Kelly Bryant is that next candidate who will make a difference and will be impactful, because that's one of the things we're going to talk about, impactful. Now, there's going to be some questions about Missouri. What exactly did they do? It was dealing with grades and violating the honor code, dealing with grades based on what the NCAA says. And it was a tutor, a role tutor, who was giving those the remediation to those players, and then giving them a grade, and that grade was counted in to keep them eligible. So that individual has left, as well as some of the coaches have left that university. However, the school is saying that we knew we had something going on was not right. We self-reported, but we didn't think we should lose the bowl band, lose that part of it. They didn't have a problem with the scholarship. They don't have a problem with the $22 million, but they do have a problem with the bowl band. So we're going to keep eyes in an appeal process through that part, the appellate process, and we'll kind of keep an eye to see what's going to happen with Missouri and whether they're going to remove some of that, the bowl band, and allow them to participate in the bowl. We'll keep an eye out for that. So those are those players that we consider as transfer free agents and the top five players that was more or less drafted, because the coaches can go in the transfer portal and pull out those players, talk with those players, recruit them. And Jalen Hurts was number one. Kelly Bryant was number two. Number three was Jason Easton, who had already transferred to Washington. Justin Field was four. Brandon Winbush was number five. All right, let's look at how this growing trend is about to happen with transfer. And we want to talk about it. I want you to be a part of it. You can call in. All you have to do is 347-857-4192. Press the number one. We will identify the last four digits of your cell number, then ask you to join the conversation, share your thoughts about that. So I'm looking at my board to try to see how my board is lit up, and it's solely people are listening, but we need you to press one so we can hear what you have to say. The growing trend, which is transfer, when it first came, the NCAA decided to remove that opportunity for the individuals to transfer and had to wait to the end of the year. I mean, the university, a lot of time the coaches was kind of jumping into the situation and said the kid was not ready. Don't come. You couldn't come to their campus. They removed that. So those players, when they put the name in that portal, they now the transfer portal, they was available to be recruited, and they're being recruited. Is this trend going to be good for football, which is Division One, Division Two, Division Three, whatever it may be? Is it going to be good or bad? We're going to kind of keep an eye on that, because it's something we need to kind of look at, because this transfer free agent type thing, is it going to hurt football, especially college football? We have to keep an eye. It's fine in the NFL, but really, do we want it there? It's here. Ain't nothing we can do about it, but we also want to see, is this trend going to have a major impact on the Division One or the FBS or the FCS or Division Two or Division Three by allowing these coaches to come in, pull those players, put them out on that portal so they can be talked to, and they be like a free agent, and they can pick and select the school. One of the other things we got a concern with, and as we talked on our show on Wednesday night, a lot of time players get upset because they're not starting. But they was told they was going to start, but they probably hadn't reached their maximum level to play a potential. So what happened? They still had to sit on the bench and sit behind someone. They don't like that. Parents said, let's go. We're going to transfer to a school where you can start. It's good for a school that you transfer that may be on a FCS level, the Division I AA level, even Division II. They'll get there, hit the ground, get there immediately, hit the ground running. So now they're ready to play. Now, is it really good for the sport? And we just want to know your thoughts on it. Call in number 347-857-4192. Join us. I have several people on Facebook. You know, I'll make sure I call you out. We always do at the end of the show. We'll make sure we let everybody know, and so you can hear your name. And we appreciate you joining us because it's important. We could not operate without you. We also have several numbers on our board for our Blog Talk Radio, and we won't call the number out because those people have to push the button. Then we'll call the last four digits of the number out, respect their privacy to be able to be on the other side of this board. And they're working with us and sharing their thoughts about in their mind. They hadn't really talked to us, but we can tell by listening that we know they're enjoying what they're doing. You are as well on Facebook, so thank you very much. All right, we want to also look at a situation with the eligibility rule in high school. There's a court case that's going on right now in regards to a high school female basketball player down in the southern part of Alabama, and the player played for the USA 18 on the team and received a payment of $850, $847, which affected her eligibility. She no longer can be an amateur. They ruled her ineligible. However, the courts, after they filed a suit, the court stepped in and said she can play until they ruled on it. On the 22nd, June the 22nd was a hearing date, but it was postponed to February the 1st. Then it was postponed from the day until further notice. However, when the agreement came about to allow them to let this person come and play, the case is going to be moved from the circuit court, district court in that county to Montgomery, which is where the High School Athletic Association is housed. And the court is being moved. The case is going to move there since there's been these back off. Now, downside to this situation, I applaud that parent because I know that parent personally. When I coached and taught, she was one of my students. The mother was one of my students and also one of the cheerleaders and one of the players around there. So the bottom line is I applaud her for fighting hard, and her husband fighting hard to make sure Davenport, their child is treated fairly. However, when we put rules into effect, we have to follow, regardless of what we does not change it. I want everybody to keep it. Now, you have some thoughts about it, please share it with us by calling in 347-857-4192. Hey, you can text me, or if you feel good, go on to Twitter and tweet me. It's fine. And if you want to text me, that's talking. sportsplus@gmail.com, or you go to Twitter, @ballingdoc, @LorenzaDSmith. Just join us. And the thing about it, sooner if the court rules, regardless of what the court rules, which they have to go with the documentation that's there that's being submitted by that agency because it operates the whole total shebang of the High School Athletic Association, regardless of what, you know, in some states they have, in some states they don't, and they rule, they will have to rule with that official document, and that means that player, even though they pushed it back, those games will fall in that category as what it was before she was ineligible. That's the thing. She's ineligible. She got the ruling that said she could play. So they had won the area, so they didn't get a chance to host the area. But we had a great discussion about this the other night. And that discussion was, well, what the heck? We don't want to, you know, we've been won in our mind. But the truth of the matter, you can't, if they rule against this court action, then they would lose all of the players and the coaches and the community. You do not carry that championship home. You will never carry it home because the player is ineligible. We can't have an ineligible player participating. That's what it is. There have been teams, even last year, there was a team that played one tournament more than supposed to. They was ranked number one all the way through in their class, but they found out they violated the rules, and those players lost an opportunity to play for a championship. That's what it all. We have to have rules. We have to follow the rules, and our discussion is all about that. And we do it on Wednesday night as well as today. we talk about it. We want you to be a part of it. You may have an opinion of it. Don't sit back and sit on your thumbs and say, you know, sit on your hand and say, I got to wring your hand and say, oh, that ain't right. Call me and let me know, and I'll let you let the rest of our listeners know by hearing what you have to say. 347-857-4192. All right, we're going to kind of vault into the professional ranks now. And we got two topics we want to talk about. We're going to talk about Tom Brady. One of the statements I saw on one of the shows with the talking heads and the pundits was, is Tom Brady that good? And it was saying that to be that successful, to get a chance to go to 9 Super Bowls, win 5, and possibly winning 6. This is his 9th one. And they'll play on Sunday, and I hope everybody's sitting in front of those televisions, enjoying those televisions. And to win 6, he's already been called a GOAT, G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time. The bottom line is he really good enough to be led these teams? I have to say, yes, he is. It does take, it always talks about the quarterback. The quarterback is key. So by the quarterback being the key, this person has been there 19, 20 years almost. 9 of their run for a championship. He had won 5 at the helm. So we have to say it was not all lucky. It's good, but you got to have some luck. I'm not going to take anything away from anybody that you don't have any luck. You got to have some luck. The ball had to bounce your way sometime. It bounced your way 2 times, 3 times. That's what sports is all about. You know, it's not a round-shaped ball. It's not a flat ball. It's a football oval shape that it hits and it bounces and keep rolling different ways. You don't know. Basketball will bounce, bounce, bounce. Baseball, bounce, bounce, bounce. But a football may bounce on the point and go right, go left. So that's all about luck. Game of inches. And that's what it's all about. As I coached for over 30-some years, I always talked about it. The game is all about being prepared, going through good preparation, and planning for luck. Because we have to have a little luck on our side. Because the ball will bounce funny sometimes. And we want to be the one to have it bounce our way. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a player like Tom Brady. You know, he's got some luck. The ball has bounced perfectly for New England. And that coach, Belichick, is one of those coaches who can just spend time in dissecting teams and finding their weaknesses and attacking them. When he's attacking them, they can't do anything about it. So that's what it's all about. That's why they're there. They not win, but they're there because they work hard, coming together when you need to come together, and now you're here playing for the whole ballers of marble. All the balls you're playing for. You're playing for the championship for the NFL. So that's one thing. If you got any thoughts about it, call in number. It's 347-857-4192. Now, if you're on Facebook, you have an opportunity, you can let me know. Just click on that response. We click on that comment part and share your thoughts on it. I really appreciate you doing that. See, I can look at my board. It's filled again where down some people I don't actually see what exactly their names are, but I do know their names are down at the bottom, and I will. And I just strolled up a little bit, and I will touch bases and share my thoughts about those individuals. Next one is Anthony Davis. Still talking about pro ball. That's a topic that we discussed previously, and we're going to talk about it. It's been talked about all week. We know the deadline for the trade is next week. And Anthony Davis stepped out and said that he wanted to be traded. His agent, Rick Paul, say he wanted to be traded. So now he's been fined $50,000 for saying that. Now the Lakers think they have an opportunity, but a lot of people and the talking heads and pundits just not believe that the trade will be made because New Orleans got all the bargaining chip because his rights is owned by New Orleans. But some people think that there is going to be some discussion, especially this weekend, that will allow the Lakers to get rid of the complete bunch of young guys, send them over to New Orleans, and some draft choices for Anthony Davis, put him with LeBron, and now the Lakers will be competitive in the West, even though they are out of it. They're like 25 or 26 and 25 or 26 and 26, but we still have 30 some games to go. But with those two together, with those older players and Rondo, who had played with them, I think they'll be competitive. It's hard to beat Golden State. The Warriors are something special. They're special with Boogie Cousins coming back and performing at the level he's probably performing at. But the question is about what impact will the trade of Anthony Davis have on the NBA? Now, some people believe it's going to be a significant impact to go all the way back to when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was traded from Milwaukee to the Lakers. That's how far they want to take it back. That's how kind of impact it was. Even when Shaq was traded from Orlando to the Lakers, it was an impact. And this is what Anthony Davis can do to the NBA. And it opened the door because I heard New York Porzingis has already said he wants to be traded down to Dallas. So the players are talking. And we'll keep an eye out for it, and we're going to keep an eye out for it, and we're going to be able to talk with you. We want you to be a part of it. Call in 347-857-4192. Press 1, identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then I will ask you to join us, your name and your location, and what's your expertise, what's your thoughts about Anthony Davis, what impact he will have on the NBA. All right, the last topic we're going to talk about is our segment is the high school basketball recap. And we want to talk about some things that occurred in high school basketball. I actually went and got the rankings, and I always try to do that. I had an opportunity for Georgia. I did it for Florida. I did it for Alabama. Now we want to do it for South Carolina and Tennessee. We're going to get the top 10, the power 10, and call it. Regardless of what class they're in, but they make up this power of 10. You have Legacy Early College out of Greenville, 23-5. And they probably haven't played since that. We got these rankings out on Wednesday. Dorman out of Roebuck, 19-3. We're talking about it. South Carolina High School basketball rankings now. South Carolina, Kenyon, Columbia, 21-1. Ridgeview from Columbia, 16-6, and they are ranked fourth. Fifth is Westwood, Bidenwood, 20-1. Nation Ford out of Fort Mills, they're 19-4. Lexington, 23-0. Berkeley out of Munix Corner, 18-1. Carter Newman out of Columbia. That's three teams I can call out Columbia, 16-5. And Darlington, 19-3. These are the top 10 high schools in South Carolina basketball. And we said congratulations so far. We know we're getting close to the playoff in each of these states. And I'm going to talk about some playoff seeding in regard to some teams in the state of Alabama, because they start their area tournament next week on the 4th. And that's the 4th through the 9th. And then they'll roll over on 11 and play their sub-region. Then they'll go on the week of the 13th through the 21st, they'll play the regional at four sites, and we'll talk about that. And then finally, they'll play the state tournament up in Birmingham, Jefferson Civic Center, BJCC. Tennessee High School, top 10. Barrett, 23-2. Hamilton Heights, Chattanooga, 24-3. Memphis, 12-6. Briar Crest and Eden, 20-2. Whitehaven, Memphis, 19-5. Bearden and Knoxville, 19-5. Baylor, Chattanooga, 17-2. Raleigh, Egypt, Memphis, 19-5. Mount Juliet, 25-3. And last but not least, number 10 team in Tennessee, top 10, Southwind of Memphis. So we have three teams listed here from, I mean, four teams from Memphis that's in the top 10. So it's some exciting basketball going on in the state of Tennessee. So it's just exciting. We've had South Carolina, and also want to say in Florida, they're in their playoff plan. Recently, I know one of the girls' team that was hearing about is Plantation, and they won their first game on Monday. Then they played on Tuesday, and we didn't get a follow-up on that Tuesday. But they are in the playoff, and all the other teams are playing very well down there in South Florida. All right, we're going to look at the state of Alabama, some teams in the Metro Montgomery area, and we want to mention in the 6A, well, let's start with the 7. In 7A boys, Area 3, you have Leah Montgomery. 7A girls, Area 3, Jeff Davis in Montgomery. The 6A boys, these are the ones that won the area to host. In the 6A boys, you have Lanier. 6A girls, you have Park Crossing. They'll be hosts. They'll be the host of the tournament starting on Monday. It'll be played at that home site. In the 5A area team, which is Charles Henderson for the boys, Area 3, and then the girls, Charles Henderson as well. You know the controversy deal. In Area 4, 5A, you have Brubaker, the boys' winner of the area, so they'll be hosting, and Brubaker girls won the area, and they'll be hosting. Their record is like 23-2, so they're kind of rolling ranked in that top 10 of their 5A class. In the 4A, Area 2, you have Hillcrest out of Evergreen leading the conference. They're ranked number one. Andalusia are the girls, are Area 2 winners, and they'll be hosting the girls tournament at their team. In the Area 4, you have, as I was told, in the boys was Lamp, and in the girls was Trinity. Then you have the Area 3A Area 6, boys Prattville Christian. Girls is Area 6 winner as well as Prattville Christian. 2A girls, these are area teams. Down in Lowndes County in the Area 6, you have Central Hainesville. In the 2A boys, Area 6, you have Calhoun also out of Hainesville. So congratulations to those teams. I worked in that county for 12 or 13 years, so I know and coach a lot of these girls that make up and boys that make up both of these teams for sure as a middle school coach for them. Area 1A, Area 2, boys, Georgiana. 1A girls, Area 2, Pleasant Homes. 1A, Area 4 for boys, Keith. And 1A girls, Area 4, Linden High School. So those are the teams that are hosting tournaments because they won the areas. Congratulations to each and every one of them. But as you know, in basketball, everybody play. We're down to about 90 seconds. I just want to thank all of y'all for joining me, but I want to try to call out these names right quick. Now, if I don't get it correctly, because quickly going through them, please place it on my mind, not on my heart. Grace, Vandercruz, thank you, Grace. Simi Ajabi, Tanisha Jones, Kim Ramsey. Thank you, Kim. Dre L. Jones, Marvin Smith, Blue Diamond, Bruce DeWall, Kristen Byron, Savannah Denton, Prayer House, Josiah, and I might not be saying it right, Brian, thank you for joining us, Artavia, one of my ball players, Williams, Charlene Bedford, Mark Hainsworth, and my last one, I really can't see, Karen Lewis. Thank you for each one of y'all joining me. I had to push back, but we're at about 30 seconds. I do appreciate you joining. We're about to wrap the show up. Join us again on Wednesday night with Talking Sports Plus, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want you to have an awesome weekend. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, since we're down to 10 seconds, I love you, And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome weekend, Super Bowl weekend. Enjoy yourself. Take care of yourself. You go to Atlanta, enjoy yourself at home.
Cried so many hours trying to make it right, just didn't have the power, and you ignored all my tears. In the hopes they disappear, I try to let it go, but I guess you just don't want to know. And if I had a dime for every time I try. Learned that I could cope. Well, 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 I discovered I could make it. Oh, in nights so long and cold, so cold, you don't know how cold. I discovered I could take it. Oh. Now I wouldn't change a thing, no, no. Not for the knowledge, not for the knowledge that I've gained. Let me say it like this, I learned that I could grow.
Change you. What would truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame if I'm not happy. Wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you want to be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep. Shout and raise your hand.
I'm talking to you to say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out your way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Take Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
I feel this one right here. Tired of you, then say,
I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance,
let me hear you say, yeah,
say, yeah,
yeah.
Are you ready? Come on!
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The best is yet to come.
Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
Yeah. You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well, my brother.
Your best day.
What you know?
Your best.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't
away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't